And any labels or criticisms that people can throw at us, or, you know, like, oh my God, Ed, why are you chatting to Charlie Veach? He's a crazy, bloody, violent guy from Manchester. We're just, the labels don't mean anything anymore. Like, I get called pedophile or racist or sexist or transphobe on a almost daily basis. And my viewers, by the tens of thousands, sometimes by the hundreds of thousands, see me get called all these things, and you just carry on about your day.
We know that these are these shut-up words, these bludgeon words, these indefinite words of attack. We've always had them.
Yeah.
I got me thinking, actually, when I was in Essex, as I said, yesterday, and Essex was the heart of the witch craze. And that's another example. And it was, why was it the heart of the witch craze? Because they were so Protestant there, they were so religious there. Terms like papist in the 16th century, what did it really mean? It meant bugger all. It meant you have deviated even slightly from orthodoxy. And that is dangerous for those of us that have power, because our power is based around us signalling that we are the most orthodox possible. If you undermine the orthodoxy, you're undermining potentially the source of our power.
Yeah.
Therefore, you must be reproved. You must be manipulated to move back onto the, to not in any way deviate from the path of orthodoxy. We will do that with the term papist. And so it's indefinite. It's like racism. Anything can be racist at all. Yeah. Or not racist, depending on the mood of those in power.
Yeah.
It's a way of frightening weak people to kind of get in line and not question the system, because they're questioning the system a bit, and questioning the system a bit questions the power of those that are in charge of the system.
Yeah, it's like 1,000 years ago. If you get called a heretic, the village thinks you're a heretic. You're not going to do well. Like, the labels are there for a reason, to ostracize.
Yeah, heretic's just another one. At what point are you a heretic as opposed to someone that's legitimately questioning?
And speaking of religion, do you...
Are you ready for the future of the West?